The Yankees and the Royals in the Bronx on Wednesday. Luis Severino winless in his last four starts. He got some great defensive support on his very first pitch.
Fly ball, deep center. Going back, Ellsbury. Still back. And he makes the play as he runs into the wall.
Wow, you talk about a wake-up call if you're Jacoby Ellsbury to start the game. And boy, he's rattled a little bit. Boy, what a big play.
Fly ball, right field. Going back, Bonifacio looking up. See ya! A home run for Didi. 1-0 Yanks.
Now here's the 3-2. And it is strike three called under the hands on the inside. Good pitch. The 1-2 struck him out swinging fastball. What an arm, huh? What an arm. So Severino finishes the sixth with 81 pitches. He has a lot of pitches left for the seventh inning. Kansas City brings the infield up. And the Yanks have a runner at third with one man out. Here's Gardner. Swung on and line to center field, a base hit. Howdy, I like that Gardner. Gardner's 20th RBI.
We go to the eighth. 3-0 Yanks. Fly ball, right field. Right there is Judge. And he'll make the play. And an outstanding eighth shutout innings for Luis Severino. No runs a hit, no errors. One man left on base. He's got to like it. So do the Yanks.
The Yankees blank the Royals 3-0. Luis Severino snaps a four-star winless skid with the longest scoreless outing of his career. He becomes the first Yankee starter in 14 games to turn in at least seven innings. Whit Merrifield, meanwhile, extends his hitting streak to 10 games in the losing cause. Meanwhile, Jacoby Ellsbury left the game at the top of the first after crashing into the center field wall making a grab. Ellsbury was diagnosed with a concussion and a neck sprain. The Yankees have not been playing their best baseball as of late, but they got back to their winning ways on Wednesday. The Yankees got a great outing from Luis Severino and timely hitting from D.D. Gregorius, among others. Here is Yankee skipper Joe Girardi commenting on the 3-0 win against Kansas City.
I mean, that was really good. We needed it from Sevy. And he got really deep into the game for us and did a great job. That was his last hitter, but just a tremendous effort on his part.
In an impressive night like that, what was it that stood out to you most about Severino's outing?
Just he used everything and located extremely well. He used the slider effectively. He used it inside to lefties, away from lefties. He used his fastball extremely well. Just everything.
As far as what you know at this point about Ellsbury.
He's on the DL. He's on the 7-day concussion DL. So obviously we'll have to make a move. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet.
Mike over here.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about like he felt like his it was his neck that was bothering him a little bit. Nothing to do with his head. It was more like a whiplash. And after coming in, you know, in the inning, you know, finishing the inning, he went down and Stevie went and talked to him, and we declared that we should probably get him out. And then he saw the doctors, and they determined that he had a concussion.
Kenny. Okay. Who else? Against the wall. To your right, Joe.
Joe, did Luis prove anything to you in that eighth inning?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, I feel that his stuff doesn't really fall off a whole lot. And that he can get deep into games. And I've kind of felt that the whole year. And you kind of slowly build him up to that point. And today's probably as far as I've ever pushed him. But, you know, I felt that his stuff was still really good. And that's what I've seen from him, too, is, you know, when he throws well, his stuff doesn't fall off. He doesn't lose velocity. He doesn't really lose break on his slider. And that's why he's able to continue.
Anthony, to your left.
Does it say anything to you about Ellsbury that even though he's at this point in his career and he's already crashed into the wall once this year and missed time, that he'll still go full bore?
Yeah, I mean, he plays to win. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he's hit the wall a couple times hard. And obviously we're going to miss him for a while now. But he plays hard.
Wally.
Joe, I know you don't like to put designations on guys, but is Severino pitching like the kind of a pitcher that you would consider a top of the rotation guy?
Well, I mean, he's pitching the way that we've thought he was capable of pitching. You know, and you know how I feel about designating. He was our ace tonight, and tomorrow our ace will be Tanaka.
Ron.
For Jacoby, any sense of how much longer than 7 days it's going to be?
No. I mean, concussions you can't determine. I mean, they got to go through protocol and test, and it really depends on how the player feels from day to day.
As much as one pitch into the game can set a tone, does that do anything for the
team? Well, I think it's big for Seve. Obviously, you know, Escobar is extremely aggressive early in the count. You make a play. I mean, that's a double or a triple. And it just, you know, yes, it can set the tone.
Eric.
Joe, is Dellen quickly settling questions about his capabilities as a closer?
Yeah, I didn't really have concerns. I didn't. You know, I saw the improvements he made over the offseason on some of the things that he needed to work on. And, you know, we're fortunate to have guys like Clippert and Dellen and Chapman. And I didn't really have any doubt that he could do this.
Luis Severino had gone four straight starts without a win, but he looked like his old self on Wednesday. Facing an overmatched Royals team, Severino turned in the longest scoreless outing of his career with eight brilliant innings as he struck out seven.
I think everything was working. You know, I threw a lot of fastball. My slider was good. I threw a lot of change. Yeah. So everything was working today.
How good did it make you feel that Joe trusted you to get out of that eighth inning?
Feels good. I mean, I was feeling great. My arm was feeling great. And Larry told me not to get this in and, you know, try to hit my spot and get the first pitch first right.
Seemed like you were mixing in quite a few change-ups tonight as well, including in some big counts. How much has your trust in that pitch developed?
I work a lot in the season, and I trust it, like my fastball. You know, right now I'm throwing 3-2, you know, 0-2, and I had a lot of confidence in it.
Luis, by this point last year, you had lost your rotation spot. How satisfying having this kind of start to the season?
It feels good. It feels good, you know, to help the team win, you know, to get the outing like this. And had to keep working, keep trying, you know, keep trying to be in the game more.
How far have you come since this point last year?
What?
How far have you come and matured, you say?
Last year, I was the same, you know. My command was really bad, so I had a lot of bad outings. My changeup wasn't there. So this year, I feel more confident in my changeup. My fastball in there. So I feel really good.
What did you think on the first pitch when Jacoby sprints into the wall? And
he made a great catch over there. You know, I'm glad for that. You know, maybe there was a double or a triple, but he made a great catch over there.
D.D. Gregorius got the Yankees on the board in the third as he took Jason Hamill deep. On the night, Gregorius went 2-for-3 with a home run and a double. He shared his thoughts after the Yankees' 3-0 win over Kansas City.
I mean, you know, you always want to attack, you know, so that's our style. And I played again the right way. You know, Severino's helped us too. You know, he went 8 strong. So he's doing his job, spotting, pitching. I mean, 8 innings, still throwing 99. So.
This is the new tradition with the gum, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I think every time you're here and I'm here, it's a gum for me, a gum shower.
I don't mind. It's fine. Didi, watching Severino work tonight, what stood out most to you as you watched him get through those 8 innings?
I mean, he was strong. That stood out more. You know, he's spotting inside, outside, got his slider going, get all his pitches going, and getting guy guessing wrong, I guess. So I think it was a really strong outing for him, and that just shows you what he got.
A couple more extra base hits for you tonight, including a home run, 2 runs scored. What has been the key to your consistency?
Yeah, I mean, it's something, it's not easy. You know, I'm working hard at it and I try to lay off of bad pitches, you know, and I try to swing the ones in the zone. I know it's not easy to do, but I'm trying my best to do that, and I think that's what's been helping me so far.
I can't let you leave without asking you, what emoji represents Luis Severino?
A baby bomber, probably, baby bomber.
Masahiro Tanaka squares off with Miguel Almonte on Thursday.